Hi, everybody, and welcome into a very special edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network, as we get you set for the biggest game of week one in high school football with a special podcast where we have a chance to talk to both Hermitage head coach Patrick Kane and Highland Springs head coach Lauren Johnson ahead of their Friday night showdown at Chester Fritz Stadium. So glad to be with you on this edition, a special edition of the podcast. Let's get to it. It was a great decision, I think, by both schools last season when they decided, Hermitage and Highland Springs, that they wanted to start the season against each other and play a non-district series. Hermitage had played teams from out of town during their non-district schedule for a couple of seasons. Highland Springs had some other teams on their schedule, too, but they decided to get together, and they started the cycle last year. And you'll recall the season opener last year. What a classic. Hermitage winning by one in overtime at Highland Springs, and it would end up being the only loss for the Springers that season. They ended up meeting again in the 5A state quarterfinal, where Hermitage fell behind big. It looked like Highland Springs was going to roll, and then the Panthers put on a comeback for the ages to tie the game, and Highland Springs scored with 9 seconds left in a classic you heard here live on RVA Sports Network last Thanksgiving weekend. And so arguably the top two teams in 5A last year were Hermitage and Highland Springs, and it really came down to that game. The winner of that game, I think, would have handled Indian River and Stonebridge easily in the last two rounds. It turned out being Highland Springs who got the opportunity because of the victory. Well, now they get set to start the 2016 season, and as both coaches told us earlier today, it is obviously a new year, a new page, a lot of new faces, especially at Hermitage. Now, there was a special event at the McDonald's location in the 8900 block of Staples Mill Road, which is really, you could throw a rock across the street and almost hit Chester Fritz Stadium. That's how close it is, because some of the franchisees in the McDonald's Richmond area, including that location, have a little personal grudge match going on. Some have ties to Hermitage, others have ties to Highland Springs, and so they had a press conference at that McDonald's on Thursday afternoon. We went and had a chance to sit down and talk with both Hermitage head coach Patrick Kane and Highland Springs head coach Lauren Johnson. We'll begin with our conversation with head coach Patrick Kane, the Hermitage Panthers, 12-1 last year, and getting set for what they hope will be a successful start to the 2016 season. Here's what Coach Kane had to say Thursday afternoon. We're speaking with Hermitage football head coach Patrick Kane on the eve of the season opener. Of course, Highland Springs coming in at Chester Fritz. Just across the street from us as we're at the McDonald's on Staples Mill Road as they're having a big event tied into this season opener. Coach, first of all, you've got to be excited. Is it a special feeling when you know tomorrow is finally game day?
Yeah, it's kind of like Christmas Eve. And tomorrow you kind of get to see what your presents are.
Very true. Although you've had a sneak peek, you've kind of opened the package a little bit here during training camp. A lot has been talked about the senior class that left and the holes that are to be filled. But historically, with your work at Hermitage, it's reload rather than rebuild. What are you seeing? What do you feel most confident about on the eve of game one?
I like our energy level. I like our enthusiasm. The kids are willing to be coached, which says a lot. But the heat of the moment is going to be the true test. And if we have emotional strength, this thing we've been preaching all offseason, if we have emotional strength, I think people are going to be very excited about the product we put on the field.
How much can you gauge out of scrimmages? You had one, of course, the King Bowl a couple of weeks ago. You were at Hanover last week. Can you break that down, that film, like a game film, or at least to the point to where it'll help you get prepared for such a tough season opener?
To some degree, but again, everybody knows it doesn't count, so it's not quite the same flavor. Mm-hmm. And you're not playing four quarters usually with your starters. You're trying to see who else can play and where you develop your depth. So it's not quite a four-quarter game. So it gives you a taste, but not the true recipe.
Offensively, just tell me about a couple of the guys that are going to basically need to step up. Now you got opening a quarterback, obviously, some other positions as well.
Well, two returners, Kahari Edmondson on the offensive line, leading that group, and Jordan Hall at running back, who had a very successful junior campaign and willing to pick it up a notch. Then our quarterback, Woody Wimborn, is a very dynamic athlete who can throw as well as run very well, and he is a threat to take it to the house anytime he has his hands on the ball. And then leading our receiving core is Nizir Hines and Christian Velasquez, who both had some big plays for us last year in their time they played. So I feel we have a pretty good balanced offense as long as we can put it all together.
Put it all together. And early on, it'll be up to the line. It all starts at the line of scrimmage. In fact, on both sides of the ball. And defensively, you've had some big losses, obviously. But you've also got some returners on the defensive 11 to where you can feel confident.
Correct. Two returners on defense. And Mateo Jackson had started several games for us last year at middle linebacker. He's a phenomenal athlete. And then Shimon Fox started DB for us all last year. Matter of fact, he wasn't a starter, and then one play into it, our starting corner against Highland Springs last year, broke his arm, and he started ever since and had a phenomenal sophomore campaign. He's the only junior. Both those guys are juniors and got significant playing time as sophomores. And then Saron Goff is another linebacker that will be a senior, will be stepping up for us.
What is a good season for Hermitage football, Coach, in your estimation?
Maximizing your abilities, I would say, would be a good season. But the enemy of greatness is good enough, so we don't want to be good, we want to be great.
Excellent. And I know one thing you're proud of is that you really don't think your season's over until February, when you have a chance to send so many of your great athletes on to the next level. How special has it been? The list is so long now of kids who have had not just playing, but educational opportunities collegiately.
What I think is really neat is the number of kids that want to go on and play. Because I remember there was a time when the season was over, that they didn't want to continue anymore. And a lot of these kids have a desire to continue, which means continue their education,
yes,
which is huge in terms of success. And the ripple effect to future generations is incredible. So it's very proud, and it's kind of neat right now watching our guys. You know, we got two guys starting at Richmond and two guys potential stars at JMU. So that's going to be a heck of a game down the road to watch from a Hermitage Panther standpoint.
Yes.
And then Dwayne Brown with the Houston Texans and Curtis Grant battling out with the Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. And if anybody didn't see it, he had a huge play in running down Cam Newton and tackling short of the first down in their scrimmage they had last week against Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot to root for on Saturdays and Sundays.
And that's always a good feeling. Now the next thing up is Friday night. It's nice to have the lights back on at Chester Fritz, isn't it?
No doubt. And it's nice to be home and have a big game and all – the vibe we've been getting, it'll be a sellout, which we haven't had since 2002 when we played Patrick Henry.
Whoa.
So it'll be our second sellout, and that'll be a pretty neat experience for us, for everybody involved.
Hermitage head football coach Patrick Kane, wow, what a decade and a half he has had there with the Panthers, and they would love to get this young team started with a big W over the defending state champions at home. And I had a hard time believing, but we talked about it after we finished our interview, that it is true that if they sell it out tomorrow night, Friday night, as you listen to this podcast, it'll be only the second one. Their first back in 2002 when they played at that time perennial Colonial District Power Patrick Henry, and we were at that game. We broadcast that game live 14 years ago on WHAN Radio, and remember, that was the beginning of the changing of the guard from Patrick Henry to Hermitage, and Hermitage has been a power in the Central Region ever since. Well, they do have their hands full, the young Panthers. They'll be at home, but they've got the defending 5A state champions coming back in. Of course, Highland Springs lost quite a bit to graduation, but they've got a lot coming back as well, and they will reload, as do the Panthers. They're now the hunted, not the hunter. Head coach Lauren Johnson knows that all too well. We talked about that and more during our conversation earlier Thursday afternoon. Let's listen to that right now.
Yeah, that sound you might hear in the background is the ice machine. That's because we're at McDonald's. The McDonald's on Staples Mill Road across from Hermitage High School, hosting an event and hosting a contest to get things going here in the 2016 football season between their homestanding Panthers and the defending 5A state champion Highland Springs Springers, whose head coach Lauren Johnson joins us now here on the special podcast edition of Central Region Now as we get you ready for the game tomorrow night. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well. It sounds good to hear defending state champs, but we'll wait to see what happens this season. We know it's a new year, a new beginning, a brand new team. So we're excited about everything that's going on, and we're excited about week one.
Absolutely. It's got to be different, though, to wake up and go to practice every morning and know you're the hunted and not the hunter. How different has this preseason been for you?
I think early on it was very, very different. There was a different feel, different ideas, different thoughts about how we would function. But as we got into the groove, it just kind of felt like being at home. You know, when you've been away from a little bit, you come back to it. Now it's just playing football. And the kids have gotten it all out of their system, and the coaches are shaking the bushes and making sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing at all times, and we're just trying to beat it into their mind that that was last year's team, not this year's team, and that we have a different mission than what they did last year. So it makes it a little bit more difficult, but anytime you accomplish anything, the expectations become loftier, and since they are so high, we want to make sure we uphold those expectations. Or we achieve all of our goals that we set out to do.
Coach, it can be such a cornucopia of emotions to deal with. With the returning players, they know how it feels, and you hope that's motivation for them they want to get back. By the same token, you have to worry about complacency. For the new players coming in, or those who were in role positions last year now starting, you've got, hopefully, hunger, but you're also worried about the fact that they may be deer caught in the headlights because suddenly, hey, I'm playing for the defending state champions. So you and your coaching staff have got to be, from a mental standpoint and an emotional standpoint, looking at all times, not just what the X's and O's show.
Absolutely. Everything that you just mentioned is everything that we've discussed, everything that we've talked about. We've seen the deer in the headlight look. We've seen the complacency. We've seen the fire. So we've seen all three emotions at different times, some all at the same time. But I think the one thing that we've discussed as a staff is what we need to do on a daily basis and what we need to address every single day. When I mean every single day, Monday through Friday that we're at practice, we are discussing different topics that all relate to the three things that we just mentioned, and how to eliminate them, how to build on them, how to make ourselves better from them, and not putting our foot in our mouth,
yes,
you know, at all points in time. So the kids have been working extremely hard. They bought into everything that we talked about. We've had some ups during the preseason, and we've had some downs during the preseason. More ups than downs, but definitely those downs have been great reminders that we are human beings and that we do make mistakes and that we do need to be better.
It is a new season, Coach, as you mentioned, but there are also lessons to be learned from the past. We go back 52 weeks. Yes. Hermitage comes to you on opening night,
right,
and they get the one-point win. Now, you would not experience defeat again in 2015, and you got revenge of sorts in the state quarterfinals.
Yes,
but how are you going to kind of approach the young men when you're in that locker room across the street at Chester Fritz here tomorrow night before they take the field? Well, what kinds of messages, not specifics, but just generally, you want to put into them as the last thing that's in their mind as they take that field?
Yeah, the first thing I'm going to say, and I can tell you what it's going to be, it's going to be composure. Keep it. Hold on to it. Grab it. Don't let it go. Make sure you're focused on the task at hand. And remember why we're here. We're not here to show anybody up. We're just here to play good football. We're here to run. We're here to tackle. We're here to block. And then hopefully those things allow us to come out with the win. Next and definitely not least, we're going to put ourselves in a position to be successful, and we do that by doing the little things that people don't want to do. And that's something that we preach every day that we're at Highland Springs. We're going to do little things. You know, something little is tying your shoe, but we want to tie our shoe the best we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
We want to buckle our chin straps so the referee doesn't have to tell us to do it. We want to be great men, and in being great men, you got to take care of home first.
Yes.
So we want to do the little things, and that will help us. And probably lastly, you know, we want to go out and we want to be the most physical team out there on the football field.
Okay.
We want to bring the fight to them and not respond to the fight. We want to make sure we are the hammer and not the nail. any way you want to do it. Regardless, right now, you know, people say we are the gazelle. We still want to be the lion. We still want to hunt.
Yeah.
We don't want to be the hunted. So with all due respect, we know they're a good football team, but we want to make sure we're at the forefront of taking the fight to them and not them bringing the fight to us.
Last question real quick, and that is obviously from graduation, a loss of several great skilled players that,
yes,
helped you to the title. But I know you got a new crew that's coming along and some players who were there last year who made key plays in key situations,
yes,
which I know is going to help them as they take on bigger roles this year.
Yep.
Tell us just a little bit about what we can expect when Pookie gets under center tomorrow night.
Yeah, when Juwan Carter gets under center, he's going to have to lead. And we've been asking him to do that from day one. As a sophomore,
that's right,
be a leader and facilitate. You know, and being a facilitator on the field is major. Whether you're on the basketball court, whether you're on the football field, soccer field, wherever you're at.
Wherever.
You know, if you got to be a facilitator, you got to make sure you put the ball in the right people's hands and make sure you relay the message that I give him to the team when they're in the huddle. And I think if we can do that And if he can do that, then we'll be in great shape. Mm-hmm. Then there's a host of other guys. If I start calling names, I'll get myself in trouble.
Yeah.
But the guy on defense that has to do that same job is Jordan Wall.
Yeah.
You know, Jordan has to be the quintessential leader for us on defense. He's got to be the quarterback. And then once it disseminates from him and spreads out, then we'll be in great shape. And those guys will get where they need to be and get lined up and be what we need them to be. And that's aggressive and fast and great tacklers. Mm-hmm. And the list goes on and on and on. Mm-hmm. I think against this football team, you know, we got our hands full, definitely. No doubt that we want to win the game,
right. But
we know it's not going to be an easy task. They're definitely a formidable opponent, and they're going to give us everything that they have. And if we go out and play and do what we're supposed to do, well, you know, we feel like we'll be victorious. But I know Coach Kane and the Panthers have something to say about that.
Absolutely. 7 o'clock Friday night kickoff at Chesterfield Stadium. They're anticipating a sellout. It's going to be a fantastic atmosphere to get the 2016 high school football season started. Head Coach Lauren Johnson of Highland Springs, always great to talk to you. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it.
Two great men. Two wonderful people, and two good conversations Thursday afternoon. Our thanks to the McDonald's on Staples Mill Road for hosting that event. Our thanks to head coaches Patrick Kane and Lauren Johnson. And our apologies to Coach Kane, the very end of our interview where we thanked him for joining us and whatnot, got disturbed on my cell phone recording by someone trying to call me, and for whatever reason, the phone ringing actually came in on the recording. So we had to knock that out and cut that just a tad short, so I apologize for the disjointed end to Coach Kane's interview. But what a game it's going to be. Likely a sellout. You might want to call ahead to Hermitage High School on Friday if you're trying to find tickets to the event. If they're still available, they should be $7. I think the only district this year that has raised their ticket prices to $8 is the Dominion that I know of. Now, there may be others, but I don't think the Capital has, and I don't think the Colonial has, and I'm not sure about the Central Region. But I would call the Hermitage office Friday morning and see if any tickets are left. If they're not, going to give a plug to my good friend Gary Hess, who was there today as well. Great to catch up with him always. Gary will be starting his, I believe, 21st season of high school football broadcasting on Fox Sports 910. Friday night with the Hermitage Highland Springs Showdown, and we knew that they were going to be at that game, which is why we chose Metoaka Manchester for our first game of the week. Also because we've never had Metoaka or Manchester on the game of the week before, and we love to have teams for the very first time. That's very exciting for us. But Gary will have it. The call, I believe, is going to be on their 96.1 Classic Rock Station, which is 96.1 The Planet. They should kick at 7. So Hermitage Highland Springs fans, you can't make it to the game. You listen to that on 96.1 The Planet. We're not going to begrudge you that. That's for sure. All we ask is that when the game's over, come on over to youtube.com/RVA Sports Network and catch the conclusion of Metoaka Manchester on our 15th season premiere of high school football here with RVA Sports Network and WHAN Radio. Man, so excited that this opportunity kind of fell into our lap, and we have a chance to offer you a glimpse inside these two big teams. Hermitage ranked number 4 in our RVA Sports Network NBC 12 Big 12 High School Football Preseason Poll. Highland Springs, of course, the unanimous number 1 team going into the season. So you wonder, number 1 Highland Springs and number 4 Hermitage are playing each other tomorrow night. Let's look at our Big 12 poll real quick in terms of Friday night football. Number 2, LC Byrd, they have to go to Meadowbrook. Number 5, Thomas Dale, has to go to number 10, Cosby. Number 3, Dinwiddie, opens up with James Monroe. They got to worry about that before they start setting their sights on number 8, Hanover, which is our game of the week next Friday night, September 2nd, when we join forces again with WHAN Radio, 102.9 FM and 1430 AM. So there are several really good games on the docket for this first week, this soft opening, as it were, for the high school football season. And you know, what if Hermitage knocks them off, and you know, what if Dinwiddie or LC Byrd stumble? You know, what would the top 4 look like next week? Would Thomas Dale over at number 5, if they get a win, would that benefit them beating a fellow ranked team in Cosby? What about Cosby? Could they leap in the poll if they beat Thomas Dale? So already a bunch of questions in terms of bragging rights. But more importantly, Friday night this first week is about picking up rider points. It's all about the VHSL rider points. As you learned last year in 5A, Highland Springs lost to Hermitage on opening night, but because they ran the table in the Capital District, which had such a great strength of schedule, Highland Springs beat so many people who got so many wins, including Lee Davis, including Hanover last year, including Henrico last year, and Hermitage, even though they dropped TJ and added Manchester, by playing teams like Deep Run and John Marshall and J.R. Tucker, it hurt them. And Highland Springs ended up being the number one seed over Hermitage, even though they were undefeated and beat Highland Springs head-to-head. They had more rider points, and they had more than L.C. Byrd. And that's all, in the end, that matters. So the rider points are huge. And Highland Springs learned last year, just because they lose their opener to Hermitage doesn't mean they can't get the top seed. But they don't want to be that far behind the eight ball again this year and have to climb out of that hole. They want to get a good start this season before their home opener next week against Norview, coming up from the 757. So already, the points battle begins. You want to get as many of them as you possibly can to help you get into the postseason in your respective classification and region, and more importantly, as high a seed as possible so you can be at home for as long as possible. So lots of great games on the first Friday night of the season. Number 11 Douglas Freeman opens against Midlothian. Good luck to Coach Henderson and the gang there. We're going to see them on our game of the week September 16th when they go to Atlee. Atlee, a very interesting team, not ranked in our preseason Big 12 poll. How will they be? How much will they change under new head coach Matt Gray? Saw Lee Davis Wednesday night in scrimmage action against Deep Run, and Lee Davis looked very good to me. They're number 12 in our poll. Will they have a chance to move up once they get started? The front end of the schedule for them is easier than the back end of the schedule. Things start to get rough and tumble for them as September turns to October, and we'll have them on the game of the week October 7th against Atlee at home there on Route 360 in Mechanicsville. So much going on. Hope you'll be with us all day tomorrow for previews and coverage, and of course be with us on our Twitter network for score updates all night long. Follow us wherever you are in Chesterfield County at Chesterfield Sports. On Twitter, it's at C, the letter C, Field Sports. In Henrico County, we're at Henrico Sports. In Hanover County, at Hanover Sports. And our main network feed over Twitter, where we give you information on all the schools all across the central region. And that, of course, is at the RBA Sports Net, the RBA Sports Net. And our game of the week, Matoaca Manchester. We go on the air at 7:15 tomorrow night, Friday night, live on our YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/RBA Sports Network and click subscribe at the top of the page, and you'll never miss another live RBA Sports Network broadcast. We've got 75 of them scheduled. We're doubling our broadcast schedule in 2016-17 to bring you the most high school coverage anywhere. We cannot wait for our first Friday night game of the season. Matoaca at number 7 Manchester. 7:15 we hit the air. Links to our coverage at the top of the page at rbasportsnetwork.com, chesterfieldcountysports.net. We'll send out links to our YouTube page all over Twitter all day tomorrow and tomorrow night when we go on the air at 7:15. All right, my friends, for those of you who have been waiting since last December when Highland Springs hoisted that 5A championship trophy, your wait is over. It is time for football. Congratulations, you've survived. And we'll be out and about for what, the next 13 Friday nights? And then possibly a Saturday or two or three? And remember, 5A, 6A state championships have moved. They're going to be down at Hampton University this year, no longer at the University of Virginia. Thanks for being with us for a special edition of Central Region Now, a preview of Hermitage Highland Springs, talking with both head coaches Patrick Kane and Lauren Johnson. Again, our thanks to the McDonald's here in the Richmond area for helping us put that together. And a reminder that Central Region Now is an exclusive presentation of the RBA Sports Network, only intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any other use without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. We'll talk to you Friday night at Manchester High School on the Game of the Week.